This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. I believe it's Friday by the time this is playing on the radio, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. And keep in mind and in memory, friends, that God is in control. You're going to hear the third part of this message. You're not going to hear the whole thing. The whole sermon was around 45 minutes. I just preached it last weekend. It's out of Revelation chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, where Jesus Christ says, "I have set before you an open door that no man can shut." And this is a great opportunity for the church to shine right now. You see all this chaos out here around us. And again, these are signs. That's what got me started on this a week ago. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Jesus says, when you see pestilence, you'll know my return is near. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. If you want me to quote him, that's what he says. These are signs that you'll know. And now here, you know, we also read in Luke chapter 21, Jesus said that men's hearts will be failing them from fear over the things that are coming upon the world. Not you, friend, member of the church. This is right out of tomorrow's newspaper, and you've got tomorrow's newspaper. It's in the Word of God. You've got win, place, and show to every race. You're a billionaire, friend. What you have is worth billions of dollars. You've got the winners to every race. You know what's going to happen. You just don't know when. Jesus said he's coming a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him.
Let's look at one more. Then we'll look at when this will happen to the best of our ability. If you'd like to turn with me, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, verse 1. It says, then the kingdom of heaven will be like. I love that. What's heaven like? Apple pie. Corvettes with 454 in them and high octane gas. Didn't you just smell that 99 octane, baby? Oh, I love the smell of gas. Only high octane gas, though. Oh, Earnhardt, where are you? What's heaven like? Heaven's like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Notice, everyone's got a level playing field. No one has an advantage. They're all virgins. It doesn't say five are virgins and five are promiscuous. It says they're all virgins. Everyone's starting out the same. No one's better than anyone else. No one's got any more than someone else. Everyone starts out the same. There's no favoritism, no special privileges. And now here's the problem, verse 2. It says, now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now Pastor Eric would tell you, what does oil represent in the Bible? Oil represents the Holy Spirit. Five were wise, five weren't. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So five were born again, spirit-filled Christians. The other five were procrastinators and hadn't got themselves saved yet, though it was their intention to. Their virgins the same as the others. They're pure. They knew Jesus, same as those in the other parable. They were just busy, but they knew him. They just kept putting it off, but they knew him. They just wanted to party some more, but they knew him. They just wanted to sow their oats a little while longer, until the last minute. But they knew him. Reminds me of those, my wife brought it up to me earlier. Out here in the Atlantic, there's all this road construction and all these barrels up there. And they go to the very last minute, right before the barrel, whoop, sneak right in. While the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." I'll add to that, all you need is a little oil in your lamp. All right, so here you are. Partial unbeliever, that is, you've been procrastinating, but now it's time. Here comes that trumpet thing all those Christians keep talking about and all those movies I had to endure. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there's not enough for us and for you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." So what do? I'll tell you what you do. You go over and you borrow Mike's cell phone over there and you Google it to find out what to do. And Calvary Chapel's got a service Wednesday night. Island Community Church has a service Wednesday night. Those guys over there, I know what I'll do. I'll go to one of their services and I'll get some oil. Wednesday night, write it down, Betty. We'll be there Wednesday. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. It's all over at this point. No matter what the prophecy guy on TV told you, if you miss this, if you have heard the gospel, and if your name is not, if you're not part of this group, if you're not inside of this ark like Noah, God shut the door on Noah too. You read that in Genesis 7:16. God shut the door on the ark. God's going to shut the door again. Like I tell this church time and time again, if you found the ark today, you know what you'd find on it? Scratch marks. Like someone buried alive on the inside of a coffin is what you'd find on the outside, because 120 years of Noah saying, "Repent, get right with God. It's going to rain." And they'd say, "Rain? What's that? Never heard of such a thing." Until the rain came and the floods came and took them all away. So it will be when I return, he says. It's all over for the Gentile. You are either in before this happens, or you're on the outside looking in. Verse 11 starts with the word "afterwards." That is, after the door is shut. This is this church today, or any church in America, after Jesus comes back and takes his own, after that. The word is "afterwards." Afterwards, the other version came and said, "Lord, Lord, open for us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly," he said, "Amen, lego human, assuredly I say to you, I don't know you." End of parable. Now for the terrible warning. Verse 13, Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So my question to you is, where do you stand today, church? In Christ. Like my wife said, are you inside? Are you inside the ark? Or are you on the outside looking in? God says today, listen, the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Are you on the inside of the ark or outside? If you're outside, brother and sister, today is the day of salvation. The doors open that no man can shut. Jesus is inviting you inside the kingdom today. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The door's open today. There might be some day we're preaching this with two or three services in here. Because everyone's scared out here and don't know what to do. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord. Have peace first. Be right with God first. If you're right with God, none of this other stuff will matter. Watch therefore, you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man comes. Have you entered into the kingdom through the narrow gate? And the narrow gate is a person, it's Jesus. There is no other name, Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. John 10:9, he says, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. The narrow gate is a person. His name is Jesus. That's your only way in. I say it again today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Don't say no to Jesus any longer. Now, everyone here, maybe everyone here is saved. I don't know. But there's people that hear this on the radio that aren't, or people that on the podcast, people from 8 countries are going to hear this by 6 o'clock today. This is what you need to do. Call on the name of Jesus Christ here to be saved. Receive him. And today is the day. It's your day of salvation. Okay, the last thing I want to look at, seeing we've got time, is when. The last thing I want to look at is when. Let me say this. Matter of fact, let's read a verse or two. Let me read to you something out of the first book of the Bible. Let me read something to you from Genesis chapter 15 for a minute. Chapter 15, this is something, a conversation between God and Abraham. Chapter 15, verse 5. This has been stuck in my mind since I heard R.C. Sproul say a week ago. If he was on a desert island and could only have not just one book, I mean, you know, War and Peace, whatever, Robert's Book of Rules, whatever. One book, what would it be? Or one chapter, and he said Genesis chapter 15 would be it. And that struck me odd that he would answer that way. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 5, it says, then God brought Abraham outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And Abraham believed God, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Great verse. Those in their Old Testament were saved the same way as the new, by faith. That's what Paul taught. That's
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me an instrument.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.